This is program number LW2277. Well, courageous men are worth noting. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about one of them. During the Prohibition years in this country of ours, a fellow by the name of Walter Mack ran for state senator from New York City. He lost by 1,200 votes out of 120,000 who voted. He was convinced that the ballot boxes had been stuffed by a bootlegging gang. You see, the gang had offered earlier to buy him his seat in the Senate if he would be their man once elected. Well, instead of giving up, Walter Mack hired notaries and secretaries and went to see voters in their homes. And he collected nearly 400 sworn statements from voters who told how gangsters entered their homes and used some strong-arm tactics against them. I mean, they said that these gangsters went even into the voting booths with them and actually pulled the levers as these citizens watched in fright. Well, armed with affidavits, Walter Mack went to see a New York City district attorney. The DA told him, though, that he ought to forget the whole thing because, said the DA, those who volunteered to testify would be beaten up by the gang. Mack went to the New York State DA, but he got the same sort of runaround. Still, he wouldn't give up. He traveled to Washington, D.C. then and finally got to see J. Edgar Hoover, and that head of the FBI told him that he had no jurisdiction over local elections. Well, Mack pointed out that some congressional seats had also been on the ballot in the same election. In that case, Hoover said, he could act. Hoover turned the case over to a young Justice Department lawyer headquartered in New York. The name of that young lawyer was Tom Dewey. Dewey went to work and was able to indict several members of the Board of Elections and police departments for working with the gang. When he finished, New Yorkers then elected their first independent mayor, LaGuardia. And Tom Dewey's reputation for what he accomplished eventually led to his becoming governor of New York. Now, what about Walter Mack, the fellow who started the whole thing? Well, he chose a career in business, and using the same kind of courage and determination, he rose to be president and board chairman, are you ready, of the Pepsi-Cola Company. You know, Walter Mack sort of reminds me of that Athenian soldier in ancient literature who was lame in one foot and was laughed at by the other soldiers because he was, as they put it, a cripple. And you know what he said? He said, "I'm here to fight, not to run." Winston Churchill once said that courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees all the others. You know, a man of courage is the one who is also a man full of faith. Walter Mack believed he was in the right, and he was courageous enough to stand up for it. I like what the Bible says. It says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you whithersoever thou goest." Now, the fellow who believes that, I mean, the one who has the faith, there it is, that God is with him, that he stands on the side that's right, that fellow will be more motivated to be courageous. Think so? That's exactly what motivated, oh, a couple of fellows in the Bible, Peter and John, to stand up against, well, the government wheels in those days who were standing against them. You see, the priests and the captain of the temple guard and others seized Peter and John one day because they were saying that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And the Bible says that when those officials saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. They ordered Peter and John to stop promoting Jesus. They threatened them and then let them go. But do you think it stopped Peter and John? Take a wild guess. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Got a challenge for you today. Open your Bible. Study it. Find out where God is on all issues, and then be courageous enough to stand with Him. A man of courage is a man full of faith. Faith in God. I have a Bible study course. Yours is free. Write me for it. It is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Two words. West Monroe, Louisiana. 71291.